The authority in charge of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal will hold an emergency meeting today in response to Indian airstrikes in Pakistani territory. It was the first aerial assault by India across Pakistan's border in 50 years and signifies the ratcheting up of tensions between the nuclear neighbours in response to a terror attack that killed scores of Indian troops. South Asia correspondent Siobhan Henyu reports.
In some Indian cities, people took to the streets to celebrate with fireworks. This was fitting revenge, they said, for a suicide car bomb by a Pakistan-based Islamist group that killed 46 Indian paramilitary police in Kashmir earlier this month. Kashmir is ruled in part but claimed in full by both Pakistan and India, and they've fought two wars over the territory. But this was the first time India has flown its jets into Pakistani airspace in 50 years. There are conflicting accounts as to what happened next. Pakistan says its warplanes scrambled and the Indians dropped their payload and fled, that there was no damage to infrastructure and no casualties. India claims it killed 300 militants and destroyed a training camp belonging to Jaish-e-Mohammed, the Al-Qaeda-aligned group that claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing. Dhruva Jaishankar from the Brookings Institute in New Delhi says the different narratives serve a purpose.
Pakistan has reason to deny and downplay the effectiveness of the strikes. It helps to manage domestic political opinion and ensure that there's not a demand for escalation. And India, I think, has been very clear as to that something did occur. There were strikes on targets, although I think the effectiveness of that can't be verified at this point of time.
Strategic risk analyst Rahul Bolse says the airstrikes were successful whether or not a terrorist training camp was obliterated.
The physical effect is not as important as the impact of the strategic messaging we are sending across. Now terror is not a low-cost weapon anymore.
With an election due by May, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been under pressure to deliver a muscular military response to the terror attack. I want to assure you our country is in safe hands, he told a rally after the airstrikes. Pakistan said it would respond at a time and place of its choosing. Prime Minister Imran Khan has called an emergency session of Parliament today and will also convene the National Command Authority, the body that oversees the use of the country's nuclear weapons. Analyst Dhruva Jaishankar says while all-out war is unlikely, the violence will probably continue.
I think it would be a mistake to look at these attacks as having a deterrent effect in the sense that Pakistan-based terrorism was likely to continue against India and we may see future attacks.
The strikes may not deliver a blow to terrorism, but they are likely to deliver a surge to Prime Minister Modi's popularity just months out from an election. This is Siobhan Heaney reporting from New Delhi for AM.